Thank you for the introduction. Okay, I'm Yong Ju-jung from, I'm Yong Ju-jung from KAIST in Korea. Okay, today I'll talk about the subjective and objective measurement of visual discomfort induced by excessive disparity in the viewing of stereoscopic images. As you know, stereoscopic 3D displays can provide immersive viewing experience with disparate information in stereoscopic images. On the other hand, there are concerns around the image safety issues. The visual discomfort and fatigue can be induced in the viewing of stereoscopic images on current stereoscopic displays. It seems that the adverse effects result from the misunderstanding and the misuse of current stereoscopic displays. So it would be very important to understand the underlying mechanism of visual discomfort and fatigue, and then to find out the way to reduce the adverse effects. There are many discomfort factors. So among them, so one of the major the discomfort factors is that the difficulty in binocular vision due to excessive binocular disparities. In this case, viewers can perceive double vision or blurred images, and they may further perceive visual discomfort. So another important factor is the accommodation vergence conflict, inherited from the principle of stereoscopic displays and the human visual system. The amount of vergence movement varies depending on the screen disparity of the fixation, while the accommodation remains fixed on the screen. In general, the conflict can worsen with the large screen disparities. There are two ways for the measurement of visual discomfort. One is subjective measurement, and the other is objective measurement. The subjective measurement method means to perceptually evaluate the subjective sensation of discomfort, including the psychophysical scaling and the questionnaire to assess the specific symptoms of the visual discomfort and fatigue. And the objective measurement method aims at finding reliable objective indicators for visual discomfort. In optometric instrument-based measurement, some previous studies measured vergence and accommodative responses while viewing the stereoscopic images. And some studies measured the APTE effects, that is the difference between pre-test and post-test. And also in brain activity measurement, the EEG can be used. And also the functional magnetic resonance imaging can be also used, which has a higher resolution comparing to the EEG. It should be pointed out that the subject measurement alone and the objective measurement alone may not be thorough enough to find the evidence of the underlying mechanism of visual discomfort. Few researchers have measured visual discomfort and fatigue both subjectively and objectively, but most of them are based on some optometric instruments to measure the subject's versions and accommodative responses. So to the best of analysis, the further study is necessary to know what happens in the visual system in the brain. The better understanding of the mechanism in current stereoscopic displays would be very helpful for many applications, including the viewing safety guidelines and generalized discomfort index, and also the visual comfort improvement. Assuming that the excessive screen disparities might increase the AV conflict and binocular vision difficulty, the goal of this study was to provide an experimental evidence regarding which regions in the human brain are sensitive to the viewing of uncomfortable stereoscopic stimuli with excessive disparities. In this study, we employed both subjective and objective measurement to study the visual discomfort. The first subjective assessment of visual comfort was conducted using a set of the stereo videos with various disparate characteristics. And then we selected some subset of the comfort and discomfort videos. And then further, we conduct an fMRI experiment with the subset of comfort and discomfort videos to identify which brain regions activate while viewing the discomfort videos compared to the comfort videos. The fMRI analysis revealed that the brain activity associated with the discomfort causes. Okay, then let me present the subjective and objective measurement in more detail. In the subjective assessment of visual discomfort, we used binocular goggle, which is the magnetic resonance compatible vision system. Virtual screen was projected from the lenses at the distance of 25 centimeters, and the visual stimuli were presented on a part of the virtual screen to set the baseline convergence demand to the base virtual screen. So the accommodative demand on the virtual screen was 4 diopter, and the baseline convergence demand on the virtual screen was 4 meter angle. So that means if a stereoscopic visual stimuli has a zero disparity, there is no AB conflict. So the 20 subjects were involved in the subjective assessment with visual discomfort. They had normal vision and normal stereopsis. Visual stimuli were 21 stereo videos with various disparate characteristics. These videos were generated using 7 different computer graphics models and rendered by 3 different camera baselines. The maximum screen disparities ranged from about 0 to 5 degrees, which is measured by the mean disparity of the most foreground object in each scene video. And the minimum screen disparity of each scene was nearly 0. And the only moving object in each scene was the most foreground object to restrict the effect of motion on the perceived visual discomfort. And also there are no any particular disparity because our study was to measure the visual discomfort induced by the excessive horizontal disparities. The single stimulus method was used with a 5 grading scale of visual comfort, from the very comfortable to the extremely uncomfortable. Display duration of each video was 10 seconds, and the resting time was followed for 10 seconds. During the resting time, the participants assessed the degree of visual discomfort for each video. So after collecting all subjective ratings, mean opinion score of visual comfort was calculated for each video stimulus. Subject comfort scores ranged from uncomfortable to very comfortable. The lowermost 10%, the stimuli was number 3 and number 6. These subsets were further used in the fMRI experiment. When you look at the relation between the visual comfort and maximum screen disparity, the Pearson correlation coefficient was very high. As the amount of maximum screen disparities increased, the perceived visual discomfort increased. Based on the subjective assessment results, we selected the subsets of videos, and then we performed an fMRI experiment using the subsets to identify the human brain regions sensitive to the discomfort stimuli with excessive disparities compared to the comfort videos. Some earlier studies suggest that the V3A in the occipital lobe and the intraparietal circuits in the parietal lobe regions are involved in the processing of depth from disparity and 3D shape from disparity. So we expected the involvement of V3A and IPS in the processing of excessive binocular disparities, and also we expected in involvement of the eye movement related regions to resolve excess accommodation vergence conflicts. The visual stimuli for fMRI experiment consists of 2 conditions, the U and C conditions. U means denotes that there are uncomfortable videos, and the C means the comfortable video conditions. The U subset was collected from the lowermost 10% of mean opinion score of visual comfort, consisting of 2 uncomfortable 3D videos with very large screen disparities. The C subset was collected from the same scene in the U conditions, but with smallest screen disparities rendered by the very small camera baseline. The difference of the most between the U and C subsets was statistically significant. In all conditions, Bergson's distance changed, but focal distance remained constant. So we expect the excessive AV conflict for the U condition videos. For the U conditions, the Bergson's distance was much greater than the focal distance, like that is this one. And in FMR experiment, the 16 subjects were participated. They all had normal or normal stereopsis. We used a block design paradigm. The every FMR scan consists of 8 blocks. So here, the C2 and U2 denote the monoscopic 2D version of the C and U conditions. And the C3 and U3 denote the stereoscopic 3D versions of the C and U. And also we used, in the resting state, we used a white fixation cross, so located at the screen plane to reset the convergence demand of, to the zero disparity plane. And each block lasts for 10 seconds. So every FMR scan lasts for 80 seconds. The participants viewed these 8 blocks with 6 repetitions to collect the statistical data, and each block was presented in a random order. And also, the viewers were instructed to hold their fixation at the most foreground object in each scene. In order to acquire the fMRI data, we used the 3 Tesla MR scanner. In fMRI scan, the 5 volume data of the brain was obtained for each block. And also we obtained an anatomical image to align functional images. In the fMRI data analysis, the statistical parametric mapping software was used. In the pre-processing step, the functional images were realigned to adjust the viewer's movement effects, and also the normalized to the MRI coordinates, and also the spatially smoothed with a Gaussian kernel. The statistical analysis was performed using the general linear model. We compared the contrast for the U3 and U2, and C2 using the one sample t-test to extract the stereo effect by subtracting the response to the corresponding 2D stimuli or the 3D stimuli. So, and then we compare the difference in the brain responses between the stereo effect of the uncomfortable stimuli and comfortable stimuli contrast using the two sample t-test. Okay. Consequently, we obtained the brain activation showing the significantly higher activity in response to the uncomfortable stimuli than to the comfortable stimuli. In the contrast analysis, we found that when viewing the discomfort videos, the inferior frontal gyrus on the right hemisphere and the middle temporal gyrus on the right hemisphere and the inferior parietal lobe and middle temporal gyrus and the parietal cuneus was significantly activated during the processing of excessive screen disparities compared to those of the composite videos with very small disparities. So interestingly, the intraparietal lobe includes the intraparietal sulcus. And the middle frontal gyrus includes the premotor cortex and frontal eye field. So our results suggest that, as predicted, depth processing regions and eye movement related regions involved in the processing of excessive screen disparities while viewing stereoscopic displays. Based on our result, we think that the visual component appears to be caused by both sensory and motor phenomena. In IPS, regions may be involved in the sensory phenomena. When a visual stimulus with a very large screen disparity is present, binocular vision becomes difficult. So it drives some overload on the processing of binocular disparities in the human brain. So it may result in strong activation in the IPS regions. And also the frontal eye field and premotor cortex and IPS regions may be involved in the motor cortex, motor phenomena. The very large screen disparities induce the excessive accommodation versus conflict, and it drives some unnatural eye movements to resolve the excessive the AV conflicts. So, so it results in the activation in the eye movement related regions. So consequently, the viewers perceive some symptoms of eye strain. So our results support that the amount of the screen disparity should be limited to certain tolerance levels for stereoscopic the viewing. It should be further noted that the inferior frontal gyrus is also showed strong activation with large screen disparities. So it may be related with some higher level processing further connected to the consequence of the excessive binocular disparity and the unnatural eye movements. But in current stage, we don't know why the reason of such the activations. So we needed some the more studies. Okay, let me conclude my presentation. Also, in this study, we have conducted a subjective assessment of visual comfort, and this by the excessive disparity in the stereoscopic images. And then we further investigated the human brain regions involved in the processing of the stereoscopic visual stimuli with large screen disparities. And we have seen strong evidence from the fMRI results that the visual discomfort to excessive screen disparities are caused by both sensory and motor phenomenon. In the future, we will conduct more fMRI experiments to study the other discomfort causes. Okay, yeah, this is end of my presentation. Okay,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for attention. Okay.
Testing. It's on.
Number two, please.
We have time for one question, and then because this is the last session, you can come up and ask questions of the author at the end of session four, if you would. Is there a question? Please state your name.
This is Shunan Yang from Pacific University. Great work. The only concern I have is I don't see how you can link the ocular activity or visual activity to the discomfort. I mean, they coexist. No doubt about that. But those areas, they are not known to be related related to pain or discomfort. So can you explain this?
Yes. With the current result, we cannot say this is very strongly related with the sensation of visual discomfort. But we can say this regions may be related with the cause of visual discomfort, not the final. The final activation of the direct activation from the visual discomfort. We cannot say. We need to find the more concrete result. We need some more experiment and the more analysis of our result. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Well, let's thank our speaker again, and do come up and ask him more questions at the end of the whole session. Thank you.